Spring Sayings Pop Quiz Episode
クイズエピソード春にまつわる表現編
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English Podcast delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host Chieko based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
It's pop quiz time! We're here using spring sayings, or spring-related, quiz questions, both from the United States English version, as well as the Japanese, version.
はい、そうです。パフパフ！久々のクイズエピソードでございます。春にまつわる表現集、行ってみましょうか。
はい。Okay, Yakko. Are you ready for the first spring pop quiz question?
はい、お願いします。
Okay, we're gonna start off with a culture-related question.
はい。
What happens on April 1st?
それは知ってる。それはね、April Fool's Day だから、はい、嘘をつきまくります。嘘な、でもよくよく考えてみると嘘をついて人を騙して楽しむ日っていう感じなのかな
Yes, so it's the day of pranks, essentially.
Pranks, okay, okay.
Yes,、
はい、
yes.、and yes, it's called April Fools.、you play a prank on somebody、mm-hmm. and then when you know, you're ready to reveal that it's just a joke or...、Mm-hmm.A prank, you say April Fool.
はい。え、で、それでさ、こう許されるんだよね。それをやっても。
Yes, it's technically you're not allowed to get mad.
っていうことだよね。そこが大事な気がする。なんかさ、いつもこう嘘を言っていい日みたいな感じの印象もあって、はい、だから日本でも知ってる人は知ってるんだよね。だけど、mm. you do kind of have to be careful because it's not a cultural thing here.
はい、はい。
And you have to kind of actually know that person that you're pranking、knows April Fools in order to make it,、mm. you know, happen. Because、mm. otherwise, people will get mad.
ね。ね。
そうそうそう。だから知ってる人とだったらできるね、日本でも。だけど、あれ面白い日だよね。Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. じゃあ日本語のもう定番中の定番ですが、いきます。
はい。はい。
お花見とは何でしょう?
Oh, we love お花見. It is the practice of enjoying the cherry blossoms.
Yes.
Often where you would picnic under the trees andI always think of like getting drunk and doing karaoke, 、yes. but that being part of it, you enjoy the cherry blossom trees.
そうです。そうです。さすがちーちゃんよく知っている。もう基本的にはね、お花見っていうだけあって、お花を見ることを楽しむんだから、桜が咲いてる時期に楽しむんだけど、大概日本だとそこには飲んだくれになって、まあ食べも、はい、おつまみ食べながらそのカラオケっていうのもね、はい、昔はよくだって I've seen karaoke box like those machines、mm-hmm. that are
yes
somehow brought to the ohanami place and then、
mm-hmm.
but it's just so loud and there's like
I know
a bunch of people around usually and it's really hard to secure the places so at timesEven in the workplace, people will leave early, be allowed to leave early in order to secure places for everyone to kind of sit under the cherry blossoms and do all the ohanami and the drinking. So, もう完璧完璧パチパチパチでございました。
Awesome. Okay. Next question.
はい。
The next question is,saying.
Okay.
What does it mean when we say the grass is greener on the other side?
それもね、ね、多分日本語で言うと隣の芝は青い which is、俺と隣の芝青く見えるとかそういう感じだと思うんだけど、その人が他の人が持ってるものとかがよく見えて You kind of feel envious っていうか jealous って感じ。
Yes and no.
Okay.
This idea of the grass is always greener on the other side, mm-hmm. this is my interpretation of it, uh-huh. is when you're standing in your grass, mm-hmm. you're looking at it a lot closer. So you see all the imperfections, you see all the, you know, whatever, the brown parts. Mm-hmm. But when you look across, it's kind of further away and you see you just see the nice part and it looks nicer. But if you were standing over there, your grass would potentially look nicer. So the way I like to think about this phrase uh-huh. is the grass is greener on this side. It always seems like someone else's situation is better, but you don't know what's actually happening there.
Ah, that's so deep. And so, 確かにそうだなって聞いてて思ったね。Mm-hmm. 確かに自分の芝は自分が近くから見えてるから、その、mm-hmm. よく、なんか、ここがハゲてるなとか、ここ、ちょっと低くなってるなみたいな、その、細かいダメなところ見えちゃうけど、隣の芝は遠くから見てるんで綺麗には見えてるけどその細かいところは分かんないからっていうそういう考え方ね、そういう見方ね。おお、that just made it a totally different phrase for me.
And so it's, you know, it's just don't get caught up in thinking that someone else has it better because the grass is greener, always greener on the other side.
っていうことだね。Oh, that's so true って感じだね。肝に銘じるというか、確かにそういうふうに見えるようになると、分かるようになると全然違うな。And 嬉しいです。その、ヤックにとって新たな意味が出てきた。ありがとうございますって言いたいね。
Yay!
Yay! いいね。OK! じゃあ、日本語の次の質問に行きたいと思いますが、
はい。
This is a very popular thing that happens in the springtime.
うん。
花粉症って言ったら何でしょう、はい。
Oh, seasonal allergies.
Yes.
That's terrible. You know what's weird is I do not have seasonal allergies here in the United States, but I do in Japan.
Oh, そうだよね。ちーちゃん、日本にいた時はなってたよね。
花粉症。But I don't have, there's some kind of a plant or something, a tree that I am sensitive to in Japan, but I don't have 花粉症 here.
That's interesting. And like, a lot of people here have 花粉症, and that is why during the springtime everyone is wearing masks again. で、本当にみんな辛そうで、で、ヤッコも実は高校生の時からなってて、だけど5年よりもっと経つかな、前ぐらいにはなんかなくなっちゃったんだよね。だから I'm so grateful, because it was so.It was so tough. And it's
miserable.
It's miserable. And it's for us living in around the Tokyo area, it's one of the best seasons of the year. And you feel when you feel that way during that time, it's even more miserable.
なので、
これはちょっと今回出したいなと思っていた表現の一つ。表現と言えるのかって感じだけど。はい。まさにそういうことで。
Seasonal allergies, it's a real thing.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Okay, next question is an onomatopoeia.
Ooh, okay.
Well, it's an onomatopoeia quiz question.
Okay.
What is the English onomatopoeia for very light rain?
Very light だよね。小雨の感じだよね。
はい。
I always get this wrong, I think. But, ちょっと待って。Drizzle?
Yes!
drizzle でいいんだ。
Yes! Drizzle. Okay. Yes. Tis the season for drizzle.
そうだね。やっぱ小雨は好きなんだよな。But somehow, because of the sound, I always thought drizzle was the opposite. Like it was ザーザー降ってるんだと思ってたんでね。Oh. なんかズーの音が入ってたりするかなと思うんだけど。はい、だけど、I always think I'm getting it wrong.And,
mm.
でもヤコもドリズルは大好きだね。こうパラサラサラ、okay. サラサラ雨その季節でございます。
はい。
はい。ありがとうございました。それでは次はもう日本といったらチェリーブロッサムですのでチェリーブロッサムに関係するクイズです。はい、桜散るとか桜咲くって言ったら What does itrefer to. The literal meaning, of course, is the cherry blossom blooming, the cherry blossom, the petals falling. なんだけど、it actually means something specific.
なんだろう?
It's a little bit before, ちょっとあの March, April のヒントとしては fiscal year とか school year が始まる、終わって始まる時期だからこれを話すことがよくあるんですけど、
Okay, is that why is it goes from 散るとさ to 咲く?
Oh no no,
it's not. The other way around.
It's two different ones. So it's either 桜咲く or 桜散る.
Okay, so either something is blooming or something is the opposite. What's 散るって英語で何？
散る、そう、ちょっと何だろう。Yeah, so, なんか
It's done blooming. I don't know.
So,
it falls off.
So, falls off. So, あの petals が falling off. が散るだね。Yes.
What does it mean?
Especially for school. For the junior high kids going into high school or high school kids going into college is my hint.
Like they either make it into college or they didn't make it.
まあでもそうそうそういうことそういうこと。It's as you know, yeah. So as you know, in Japan we have entrance exams for high school and for college or university, and we have huge tests and during the season. And so if you pass the test, it means you say sakura saku.And if you fail and you didn't get into the school you wanted to, then it's sakura chiru. And it used to be like code. Like you don't really want to say, I failed. So you would say sakura chiru. And it would be a notice to maybe a family member or someone or friend. And そういう言い方をするっていうのがあります。
Okay. Yes. Okay, just a gentle way to say, I didn't.Get in.
Yeah, I didn't get in. Or, you know, sakura
sakura. Or I did get in.
Yeah. っていう感じで、まあ、
So beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's still basically for school, but it can be like for exams in general, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. まあでもそういうちょっと粋な言い方があるのでシェアしました。
Oh, so poetic. I love it.
Hi.
Okay, so next pop quiz question.
Hi.
This is going to be slang.
Okay.
So, you know, birds make nests, right? Nesting is, a nest is a home for birds.
Hi.
But when we use nest as a verb, when someone is nesting or to nest, what does it mean?
It's preparing for something. じゃ、だよね。And, 子作り?
Not exactly.
子作り? Not exactly. For to kind of stay in one place. なんか to live in one place. Like 落ち着く, to settle down. みたいな感じ?
Kind of, yes.
With a family, like,Creating a family, settling down and creating a family.
That's not quite how we use that term. But you're not far off. So to nest basically means, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we'll associate this with a woman who's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so she starts nesting, meaning she starts making her space comfortable. She starts creating baby, oh. you know, baby housing space. But, you know, sometimes we might say, you know, like even if you're, let's say, staying at an Airbnb, mm-hmm. like you get there and the first thing you want to do is nest. You kind of get, you make it comfortable. Like it's your cozy little home. And that's what we refer to as nesting.
なるほどね。なんか子供と関係してる感じはしてたんだけど、まず。でも、実際にはよくわかってないっていうところがありつつも、でももっと広い範囲で言うと、まあ、ホテルとか、Airbnb とか、どっか旅行って、はい、こう、二ほどきしてっていう感じかな。二ほどきして、こう、自分の、こう、カンフタブルな、こう、場所を作り上げて、はいはいっていうのが、mm-hmm. 動詞の nest. To yes. nest. I see. Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
なるほどね。
So, for me, because I really love nesting,
yes.
You know, when I move into a new place, I'm immediately like, okay, I'm gonna nest.
ちーちゃんはね、そうなんですよね。まず、アンパッキングもちーちゃんはもうささっとやるし、まあ、自分の場所を作るのね。大好きだもんね。
Yes.
I see, I see. 引っ越した後はね、確かにそれはやる子も やりたいところの一つだけど。なるほど。そういうふうに使えるの。ありがとうございます。ちょっと覚えておきます。なんか前にもあった気がする、でも。パップクイズで。結構さ、前に出てきても忘れるもんだね。あの、何度か出してもらわないと。Yes. いけないかもしれない。よろしくお願いします。
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So, the next quiz, the Japanese quiz, is a little, なんつだろう、ちょっと古い表現です。
はい。
なので、ちょっと難しいかもしれない。ちょっと説明するかもしれないけど、まず、春眠暁、あ、もう一回いきます。春眠暁を覚えず。っていう表現なんだけど、春眠の春は春です。
はい、okay.
春眠の眠は sleep でございます。
はい。
暁 is dawn。
Okay.
春眠暁を覚えず。Can you guess what it means? すっごい考えてる顔してるちいちゃん。なんかね。
It feels like doing math in my head. So.The spring sleep. So, like, from, like, let's, it reminds me of, like, hibernation. Like, you're coming out of hibernation.
Uh-huh. A little bit, yeah.
Akatsuki is sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the last part of the phrase?
覚えず. And the ず part is, like, the 否定なので, not, no, not.
Right.
覚えず is, like, no.Maybe I can give you the literal meaning. The spring sleep doesn't know dawn.
Right. No, I get that. I'm trying to think about
what
does that actually mean? Or like how you would use
it.
That phrase. Mm-hmm. Or what is it trying to say?
So. It's not that deep. It's not like a philosophy or...a concept or anything. It's kind of, it relates to, in the way we use it, it relates to everyday life, especially during the spring season, because it's more comfortable.
Is it basically like something about sleeping in?
Yeah. もうほぼほぼそれですよ。それですよ。Sleeping in しちゃうってところです。Like, so for the spring season, the nights are more comfortable that you tend to sleep in and oversleep だよねっていう感じの表現として、we use it. That's how we use it. We even just say 春眠, which is a shorter version, but it'srelated to sleep, which I know you love. And hopefully your sleep is well, って感じなんだけど。まあ、春眠暁を覚えず、うん、 we tend to sleep in more because it's so nice. The season is so nice.
It's oh, so nice. That's just not my experience at all. As soon as spring hits, I am up. I mean, like, I can't wait for the days to get longer because I like to get up really early.
Mm.
I don't like to wake up in the dark. So as soon as it's lighter, I'm very excited.
ね、やっこもどっちかっていうとそうかもしれない。Mm. I get excited. Like, I want, it's like gardening time, gardening season. だし、早く起きて、もう日が出てきたら早くやろう。あれやろう、これやろうってなるし。Like, and I'm a morning person, so I do like to wake up early. So I really never sleep in or oversleep during season. But
I know that.
We still say this. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I guess for some people that's true.
Yes.
It doesn't, I don't personally relate to that.
はい、そんな感じでした。
Okay. The next question is a culture question.
はい。
So in the United States,a big holiday that is often celebrated is Easter, which is a Christian-based holiday. And it has to do with the rising of Christ. But in the celebration of Easter, we like to hide something. What is it that we hide?
You hide Easter eggs!
People. And?
And?
Who technically brings the Easter eggs?
Oh, that's difficult. Who brings?
So at Christmas, Santa brings the presents. At Easter,
is it
who brings the Easter eggs?
Is it the bunny?
It's the Easter bunny.
今ヒットしたよ。今つながった。Like,there's always a bunny related to Easter time. So I was like, why is there a bunny? But now I know.
Yes, the Easter bunny brings the eggs. And it has to do, I think, a lot with the mixture of pagan holidays being blended in and celebrating spring and fertility and those types of things.
なるほどね。だけど、そうそう。Easter egg hunt。やっぱね、あんまりこう、Christianity は日本ではあんまりない、浸透してないところもあるから、あんまり一般的ではないんだけど、I do remember the Easter time in the United States, or... ね、and we did...
Lots of chocolate.
Chocolates, yes!
Yes.
We did chocolate stuff, we did like decorating the eggs, that was also fun. I miss that, yeah.
なんかやりたいよねっていう感じ。ね。Well, good job!
Yeah, yeah, I remember!
You got it!
Yes! ありがとうございます。思い出しました。それでは、日本語の次の質問に行きたいと思います。
はい。
This is a seasonal and cultural related saying. いきます。
OK。
5月病。って言ったら何でしょう
5月病 So that is the illness of May?
exactly.
So is that when, since the fiscal year begins in April, it's super busy, and then as after kind of that first month, everyone gets sick?
Yeah. もう前半 OK。前半 OK。Because it's a fiscal year, like March...April is super busy for everyone. And especially for kids who go into the new, they go into the new grade, って感じでしょ? なので, you're very anxious about going into a new class with new teachers and stuff. So it's very stressful, right? And even for adults, of course, the fiscal year changes. It can get very stressful. So, you're so busy, you're emotional, stressful なところが5月になるとちょっと収まるんだよね。It settles down a little bit. And so, you kind of suddenly go into like a blue. Like, you feel blue. You feel like lack of energy, maybe. So, なんかぼーっとしちゃう。This... is what we call 5月病.
Okay.
Yeah. So you kind of feel, You're tired, you do want to rest, and it's not a yes. real illness.
Okay. Yes,
it's not a sickness, but you kind of feel ポツンと こうぼーっとしちゃう感じのことを、はい、We say 5月病でした。
Okay. Yes.Okay, that makes sense though. After a stressful period, mm-hmm. yes, you have yes. like a period of like, oh gosh, you're just in recovery.
yes, and we do tend to sleep in. So during this time, so maybe it relates to the other thing that
I
assume in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
でした.
All right. Shall we go for one last question?
Okay. Let's okay. do it.
So this is a popular saying. Uh-huh. In the United States, we often say, April showers bring May flowers. What does that mean? There's the literal saying uh-huh. meaning, right? Which is like when it rains in April, the flowers come up in May.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But how else do we use this saying?
Oh, いいね。なんかすご、it's beautiful. エネルギーチャージみたいな感じ?
Not quite.
Not quite? Is it around eating?
No.
No? なんだろう? April showers.
Bring May flowers.
Bring May flowers. ちょっとギブアップでございます。何も出てこないぞ。It sounds so beautiful. I want to get it, but nothing is coming to mind.
Basically, it means like...The rain, mm-hmm. you know, we have to deal with the rain if we want to have the beautiful flowers. So sometimes unpleasant things, we have to tolerate them, and it can actually bring the really beautiful things.
Ah, そういうことね。なるほどね。確かに、rain がね、ちょっとこう、struggle な感じの意味なんだね。そういうことか。
Yes, kind of, like it's unpleasant. It's, like people generally don't enjoy the rain.
Yeah, because that, I guess I kind of see why I didn't get it, because I do like the rain a little bit. なので。でも、なんか日本の頑張るっていう表現の感じがするな、それ。ちょっとこう耐えて、
mm-hmm.
you kind of picture the...、Mm-hmm.The other side where you、mm-hmm. you gain whatever energy or skill. So, 頑張る。
はいはい。
いいね。Thank you for that、yes. phrase. I didn't know that phrase. I've never heard of it,、mm-hmm. but it sounds really nice, beautiful, and it いい意味だね。なので、mm-hmm. ありがとうございました。それでは、日本語の最後のクイズは、It's not that popular, but it's something that I really like, and so I want to share it with you.
Okay.
新緑って言ったら、まあ何を表すでしょう?
What is the kanji breakdown for that?
Yes. 新緑の新 is 新しい, which means new. And 緑 is green, 緑.
And in what context would you use this word?
まあ、普通に literal meaning で新緑の時期が好きだなとかそういう感じで使ったりはするんだけど、mm. In a sense, it has a little bit of a deeper meaning, like, it represents something っていう感じかな。
Like a new beginning?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Like, new beginning.
、はい、
新緑自体は it means the leaves that are still light green.During the spring season. And in the summer season, it gets darker and harder. The leaves、はい、get harder. なんだけど、新緑のシーズンはすごい新しい感じ。It's like birth, rebirth. で、こう新しいっていう感覚を感じる言葉なんだよね。So, it's kind of like Easter, I think, where everything is like, なんて言うんだろう、始まるとか、rebirth とか、そういう生まれるっていう感じの感覚もあるんだけど、その時期に森林浴をするとすごく素敵なんだよね。
Oh.
Like, so, I say, 新緑の時期にの森林浴が一番いいよねっていう感じで言うんだけど。
That makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense. Yes.It's definitely spring is springing, and
so 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 so.
It's a beautiful time to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I love spring mm-hmm. because it's such an anticipate. It's such. 言葉が出ない。 it brings anticipation for our summers, and we live for our summers here.
ねえ、ほんとね、やっぱりワクワクするよね、この時期ってね。春から夏にかけて。夏は夏で、っていうか東京のあたり結構暑くなって大変なんだけど、でもやっぱりいい時期だし、こう、このね、こっからこう、エネルギーを使っていくっていうか、っていう楽しみな時期なんで、皆さんも一緒に楽しみましょう、この時期を。
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us for our special pop quiz episode. Hopefully you learned some new spring phrases and colloquialism and cultural practices. And if you have anything you'd like to share specifically for spring, hit us up on Instagram. We are at Lost in Japanglish.
はい、今日は春の表現いっぱい出てきましたけど、やっこ新しいの結構ね、嬉しいです、覚えられたのが。で、やっぱりなんかね、素敵な表現がいっぱいあるよね。こういう表現を考えるだけで気分が気持ちよくなるというか、ワクワクするところがいいかなと思います。皆さんも一緒にこの時期を楽しみましょう。素敵な表現あったらシェアしてほしいです。それでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。バイバイ。